From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson in for Dan Bomas. Salt Lake County Aging Services is offering a new series of classes for those who take care of elderly family members in their home. It's called Caregiver Academy. KUER's Andrea Smartin looks at the particular challenges and needs of family caregivers.
Morning is a busy time in Myrna Griffith's West Valley home. She's got to get breakfast on the table for her great-granddaughter Grace, who's padding around in footy pajamas.
You want a banana?
No.
Okay.
Her 15-year-old dog, a small but noisy pug, has to be carried outside because his legs don't work. And then there is her husband, Ron, sitting at the kitchen table in his bathrobe. Ron has Alzheimer's disease, along with other health issues. He's a survivor of prostate cancer. He has diabetes. He wears a pacemaker because of a heart condition. And he needs an oxygen tank to breathe properly. Every day, Myrna weighs him to see if he's retaining fluid. She checks his blood pressure and his oxygen levels.
Are you still having trouble breathing?
No. I'm having trouble liking you.
I know, but that's normal for you.
Myrna pricks Ron's finger to test his sugar levels. She gives him insulin injections in the arm and stomach.
If you're still wiggling.
That makes it hurt.
Just to keep you on your toes.
Keep you on your toes, you keep doing that.
She reminds him to take his inhaler, though he often resists. And he takes 13 pills through the course of the day.
Hey, you can eat. Do your pills.
Gee, thanks. So you through being God for a while?
Yeah.
Myrna says every day is a struggle.
Our biggest hassle right now is he's more verbal. You kind of heard it when I was doing his stuff. He doesn't want to be interrupted. Doesn't want anybody to do anything for him. And that's a hard level that we're at right now, because sometimes it can get very strong words and very emotional. It's a battle every day.
After everyone is down for their late morning naps, Myrna gets a chance to sit down. She's about to turn 70 years old and retired early to take care of her husband. It's not the life she had planned.
You get some resentment because you're giving up the things that you enjoy doing to then get nagged at when you're trying to help somebody. You know, I'm here helping you, and I'm giving up stuff I'd like to do, and this is the appreciation I get. But, you know, they can't appreciate it because they're not capable. You know, logically, you know that. Emotionally, you don't know that when you're in the throes of it all. And I think physically, I'm not run down. Emotionally, I'm run down at times. And I think that can be harder on you.
Myrna says she's thought about putting her husband in a home, but she wants to take care of him as long as she's able.
So even though I get frustrated and I think you'd like to be through with it, you don't. It's your loved one. And there's days that I think, you know, I think, do I hate him because of what I have to go through with him? Because you get to the point, it's like you don't love that person for a while.
Salt Lake County Aging Services estimates there are 175,000 people like Myrna Griffith caring for an elderly family member in their home. Caregiver training specialist Kathy Nelson says many long-term family caregivers are at risk for what she calls compassion fatigue.
Doctors, police officers, care professionals can face this as well. You can no longer stand to be compassionate. You're just tired. You can't do it anymore. They face depression. They face the toughest things imaginable. And as long as they can say that out loud and ask for help, they can get through it.
That help is now provided in a new program called Caregiver Academy. The county's aging services conducted a survey of 1,000 caregivers in Utah. They found that the typical caregiver is a 45 to 60-year-old woman working full or part-time. Most say they're stressed and are looking for education and resources that would help them cope with day-to-day challenges.
The Academy provides skill-building sessions. It's how do I hire in-home care? What are all the steps that I would need to take? What types of skills are necessary for me to communicate with someone who has a specific disease? Why is that different to communicate with someone with dementia? Why can't I use reason? Why do I have to communicate with emotion instead? And all of those types of different skill building.
Nelson says it's often difficult for caregivers to admit that they need help or even find the time to seek that help. That's why they decided to offer classes in the evening to accommodate those who work during the day.
I find that most caregivers self-neglect. They forget that it's like walking onto that airplane and finding that instructions that you have to put on the oxygen mask first. If you do not reach out and put the oxygen mask on first, you will not have the strength to continue caregiving.
As for Myrna Griffith, she welcomes help from the Academy and plans to attend an event for caregivers dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Even though it's hard for her to leave her husband, she says it's a priority. At the moment, she's looking forward to a visit from a home care provider. He comes once every 2 weeks for 4 hours, the only real break that Myrna is able to take.
I have the aide coming tomorrow. I don't have anything planned. I may just take my book, go find a park. I'll go get me something to eat, and I'll just zone out for 4 hours and come back, and that'll refresh me, and I can go again.
Griffith says she wishes she could afford more time from the aide, but she'll take whatever help she can get. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.